Starting this evening at 5 o'clock, restaurants and bars across Maryland will be required to operate at reduced capacity under a new executive order from Governor Larry Hogan. As WIPR's Rachel Bay reports, the move is a reaction to rapidly rising numbers of COVID-19 cases in the state and across the country.
Hogan warned that the coronavirus is now spreading rapidly in rural, suburban, and urban areas across the state, in places that have not seen large spikes in the virus before now.
More people are getting infected with the virus. More people are being hospitalized. More people are going into intensive care, and more Marylanders are dying.
The statewide positivity rate topped 5% Monday for the first time since June. Maryland's case rate, the number of cases per 100,000 residents, puts the state in the federal government's red zone. Hogan blamed residents and businesses for getting COVID fatigue.
Too many Marylanders are traveling out of state to unsafe locations, hosting large gatherings, crowding in bars, attending house parties, and refusing to wear masks.
Hogan is responding with a new order limiting restaurants and bars to 50% capacity statewide starting tonight. Local leaders can also impose more stringent limits, and in some cases already have. Starting tomorrow in Baltimore City, restaurants are reduced to 25% capacity and must close by 11 p.m.
In addition, today the Maryland Department of Health is issuing a new public health advisory, strongly warning against any indoor gatherings of 25 people or more.
Though the state's health advisory does not carry legal force, Baltimore City Mayor Jack Young has gone a step further and banned indoor or outdoor gatherings with more than 10 people. Violating Baltimore's ban or Hogan's order limiting restaurant and bar capacity carries a maximum penalty of a $5,000 fine, up to a year in jail, or both. But most of Hogan's announcement on Tuesday was about health guidance, not mandates.
The enforcement is difficult, and so there are public health advisories that are just providing people the information they need to make the best decisions and strongly encouraging and advising them to follow the rules. But, you know, we'll take whatever further actions that we deem necessary if the situation continues.
The state's health advisory also warns not to take unnecessary trips to one of the 35 states with case rates above 20 per 100,000 residents, or one of the 8 states with positivity rates above 10%. In addition, Hogan said that to the extent possible, state employees will resume teleworking.
And we are strongly advising all employers across the state to limit their workforce only to workers who are essential and who are not able to telework.
To address the surge in cases, hospitals are making more beds available and bringing on additional staff. Ted Delbridge, executive director of the Maryland Institute for Emergency Medical Services Systems, said hospitals' patient populations are rising for reasons that aren't all related to the pandemic.
Many people deferred elective procedures and health care in the spring and summer and are receiving them now. Flu season has begun, and some people with the flu are going to emergency departments and requiring hospitalization.
Delbridge pleaded with residents to get their flu shots and be vigilant.
The virus affects people with tremendous variability. You may be infected and contagious before you realize it. As we know too well, many people may die.
He repeated the advice many people have memorized by now. Wash your hands, wear a mask, and maintain physical distances from other people. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.